is Australia an atheist country? Julia Gillard says she does not believe in God. You're Michael Boyd from the Australian Atheist Foundation. Good morning, gents. Michael, first up to you.
I think it's a very good thing for Australian voters to have a Prime Minister who's prepared to make that sort of declaration. It tells people that we've got a PM who'll be deciding policy on the basis of facts and evidence, not religious preconceptions. There's no connection between morality and religion. It's one of the great myths that religious believers want to peddle.
It's all well to talk about Sharia theoretically, but we see now all around the world human rights abuses with people applying Sharia. What use is it if practically it doesn't seem to result in fairness?
Well, I wish it was applied anywhere, but unfortunately, after colonialism, what did colonialism do? People say that we can't blame colonialism for everything, but what did colonialism do to the Middle East? So there were no boundaries between Iraq, Syria, Jordan, Palestine, Egypt. Where did those boundaries come from? Where did those flags come from? Where did the names even of those different countries come from? We didn't make it. We didn't invent it. So why is there now a boundary between Turkey and Syria? You know, it is from the Treaty of Lausanne, which was signed due to the Allies imposing that with victory conditions after World War I. We didn't have all this strife between minority groups in the Middle East. You didn't have Sunni Shia wars. You didn't have any of that stuff. And yet now, after secularism, we all live wonderfully killing and shooting each other, unfortunately. And that's the so-called enlightened state they gave to us. So I would say that we don't have Sharia. And those who do campaign for Sharia in the Muslim world, which ultimately will mean that Muslims will have a state which will be independent of foreign control. We won't be selling our resources to other people at dirt cheap prices. We'll be using those resources ourselves to build up our own industries. We'll be controlling our own strategic political policies. It's something that the West does not want to see. And so what do? They intervene repetitively. UK has been bombing Iraq 5 times. They've been coming to Iraq during the last 100 years. They've been invading the Middle East so many times, they should probably have a reward card. Right? And we're not allowed to live by our system. These puppet dictators are propped up by Western powers, so we don't even get a choice. And if you are campaigning to get a choice, if you're campaigning to have an independent state of Sharia which will liberate the Muslims, will give rights to Muslims, and protect the rights of non-Muslims in the region, and protect their holy places too, which are being destroyed right now, they call you an extremist. Just me coming through Australian border security, apart from them asking me a million one questions for 2 hours, by the way, when I came there 2 weeks ago, one of the questions asked me, do you want to establish a caliphate? So we're not in Australia. You know, I have no intention of coming to Australia and imposing myself on the Australians. I mean, that's just something Australians haven't done for at least 200 years anyway. But they'd call me an extremist for merely wanting a caliphate state in the Middle East.
Well, I'd like to endorse Abdullah's comments. I think what he's saying to you is really sensible.
You're not an extremist then?
maybe I am. I'm extremely interested in seeing peace in the Middle East also seeing the wealth in the Middle East shared out equally amongst, or not equally, but fairly amongst all of the Islamic and non-Islamic citizens in the Middle East. And you know, what Abdullah said about the sort of absurd geographical sort of carve-up that occurred after the First World War is absolutely correct, I think. It's caused huge problems in the Middle East. Western countries have got a lot to answer for, particularly the United States. I mean, look what happened in Iran in 56 or 55 when, you know, the elected government was overthrown by the CIA. The West had many lessons to learn from previous involvement in the Middle East, and in my opinion, we should get out of it as quickly as we can and allow the occupants of those countries to determine their own fate.
Those people choose to be ruled by a Sharia system, particularly one that seems to accord with Sheikh Kabadi's views about the way it works, well and good.
You've radicalized them.